In Rhode Island, mourners are attending services today for 97 people killed in last week's inferno at the Station nightclub. Meantime, the state has declared a moratorium on the use of pyrotechnics in smaller clubs, and fire marshals fanned out today to check compliance with state code. NPR's Tovia Smith reports that as investigators probe the fire, accusations are increasing over who might be legally responsible.
Rhode Island's governor has said from the very beginning of this tragedy, somebody has made a very, very bad decision. But the question everyone's still asking is who.
It could be that several people had a part of making a very bad decision. And if so, they could all be both civilly and criminally liable.
Tom Dickerson is a former deputy attorney general in Rhode Island. Despite the blame game that's been going on between band members and nightclub owners, Dickerson says they and others may all be on the hook for civil damages or even second-degree felony murder charges.
What the attorney general is looking at here is the potential for a homicide charge, given the number of victims and the apparent illegality in the firing of the pyrotechnics. And under our law in Rhode Island, they all face potential liability.
Officials say no permits were issued for the fireworks. Band members continue to insist they had the club's permission to light what they're calling sparklers. Club owners say the band, Great White, never asked and was never given the okay. Over the weekend, nightclub owner Jeffrey Derderian said he was shocked to see a fire show on stage, but some who've played at the station for years don't buy it.
I'd say 90% of the 80s bands use pyro and still do. You know, it's like saying, you know, here comes Kiss and we're going to have Kiss in our club. But do you expect Gene Simmons to spit fire, spit blood? Of course you do. It's something that they've done over and over and over.
David Vaccaro, a former singer with the band Love and Cry, says he played at the station 12 to 20 times over the years and used pyro almost every time with no objections from the club.
The flames and the pyro that we did was definitely much bigger than what Great White did. We've actually got video footage where we've actually got flames hitting the ceiling, not just sparks, but actual flames. It was not flammable up there, you know, when we played there.
Vaccaro says things changed when the club installed soundproofing insulation inside to keep the noise from disturbing neighbors. Law enforcement officials say the sound insulation may well be responsible for the speed with which the fire consumed the nightclub. The entire place was engulfed in just a few minutes. If the foam is to blame, experts say whoever manufactured or installed it may also face liability. But Vaccaro says some blame for the tragedy also has to lie with local inspectors and fire marshals, who he says basically looked the other way.
I mean, we've actually done pyro in there with firemen standing right there, and they never said anything to us. And this is not just at that club or Rhode Island. This is all over the country. Every club that we've ever played and done pyro at, there's always cops at the door. If it was such a serious law, like they're making it sound like it is now, then why didn't the law enforcement do anything about it? Because it's kind of like an unspoken thing where, you know, it doesn't matter.
But even with all the parties who may be potentially liable, victims and their families may walk away from this tragedy with relatively little compensation. As Rhode Island Bar Association President Michael St. Pierre points out, the town's liability is automatically limited, and the band or club's insurance policies may be worthless if either is charged with a crime. And in any case, their policies are surely much smaller than the damages suffered in the fire.
I fear that those policy limits are going to pale in comparison to the value of the claims of these individuals and families. And that's the real second tragedy that's going to happen here, I think.
It's why at least one lawyer is calling for a class action suit to ensure that all victims get at least something. Otherwise, it could be a race for the courthouse, and the first winner could take all, leaving nothing for the hundreds of other victims. Tovia Smith, NPR News.